Well, this morning we're joined on the phone by Laura Canning, the naturalist here at the Cass County Conservation Board. Laura, how are you this morning?
Oh, not too bad.
Working at home like a lot of folks.
Yep, every now and then.
We do what we have to do. Well, we wanted to talk a little bit about some things. You know, we're all kind of stuffed together and having to stay home and be a bit confined at times, but that doesn't mean you can't get out and enjoy nature once in a while, as long as we do it in a safe fashion. And I see you folks are giving us an opportunity here with a photo treasure hunt.
Yeah, we just thought we'd have some fun if we're going to be like this all of April. Why not have some fun with it? So all it involves is following the clues and taking a picture. And so we've given four clues, and then there are two extra clues, or bonus clues I'm calling them, that are actually by GPS. So if you like to geocache, it's going to be like a geocache. One of them is having you go look for a sign. The other one is technically a geocache. And those as well will be entered in to just kind of a little fun competition or contest that you might be able to win some prizes with your family for.
Yeah, sure. And the whole point of this is to give folks an opportunity to kind of do something a little bit different to get out, but I suppose also so that they discover some of what's around here in their backyard.
Yes, yes. So, you know, doing what I do in our department, you know, our little treasures are each one of our parts. So it's going to get you out there. It's going to get you exploring. Now, we are doing this by email. So let's say that you find all four clues. So you would have four pictures. Please try to send everything in one email. So I don't get a ton of emails per clue kind of thing. But so if you find all four clues, you would be sending four pictures to my email. And then the two GPS clues, one, we're going to know you were there or not. Number two, the second clue, we do want either a photo or an email. In the email, you can say what sign you found. And that's how you would get entered into those bonus GPS clues.
Okay, cool.
So, you've kind of
started already a little bit, but run down the rules real quick so folks understand
sure.
how this works.
So, all you need to do is read the clue and then pretty much take a picture. And all we need to know or need to be able to tell is where you are, essentially, in this picture. And, of course, you know, put we want to have fun with it. So put at least one family member in the picture, or you could do a selfie. Those are allowed, as long as we can verify the picture. And then we submit them all through my email, which is L Canning, and that's my last name spelled out, at CASSCOIA.US. And then you will get an email back only if you have one wrong. Okay? And we will tell you, like, number one is wrong or number two is wrong, things like that. So if you don't get an email back, that means you were all correct and you are entered in. So, and of course, we want to stick this to one entry per family. Again, have some fun with it. But you have to have those emails into me by April 30th. And then we'll draw winners and get everything announced into May. And of course, our board members and our staff and our families are not eligible for the drawing.
Well, that's all right. But our pictures, if we submit some pictures of us having fun mm-hmm. in some of the local attractions, we might actually see those being used at some point in time, too, as being promoters of our area.
Yeah. We're going to reserve the right to display those photos and things like that in our contest images. So that's another little disclaimer on there.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It's always good to show local folks having fun with the things that they're helping to support.
Yeah. So get some, you might have to do some research, put those kids' noggins together and get them thinking on where those clues might be.
You bet. All right, well, let's get to the meat of this. You got four clues here. You want to share them with folks?
Sure. Clue number one is get ready to stand up paddleboard. Take your picture where we start our stand up paddleboard demonstration. Clue number two, travel to this park on a dry day, that's in quotations, and take your picture with the park entrance sign. Clue number three, enjoy our newest Cass County Park. Take your picture near the newest wetland and try not to get too muddy. Clue number four, named after a pioneer town that had a sawmill and a hotel. Take your picture with the park entrance sign. And then we have two GPS ones now. I'm not going to read out those GPS coordinates, but the first one, you're going to go find that where that GPS will lead you, and there'll be a place for you to leave your name and the log to qualify. And then the second one is coordinates again, and that's the one that we need you to find a sign, in a wildflower or tree sign. And then you can either email me the name of the sign you found, or you can take a picture of it too, and that would be your fifth picture you would add in.
Okay, so easy stuff.
All right.
And some of these, if you've been paying attention to some of the projects and the programs that are sponsored by the Cass County Conservation Board over the course of a year, some of these clues might make a whole lot of sense to you right out of the gate.
Right.
Okay, very good. So you check those out. Now, I know that was a lot to handle there right like that, and you're probably not going to remember those off the top of your head, but we have this posted also on our website, and I assume, do you have it posted on yours as well?
Yeah, we have it on our Facebook page, so it should be one of our pinned posts kind of up to the top there for our Facebook page. So like Cass County Conservation Iowa on Facebook.
Okay, very simple. Just go find that and enjoy. And, you know, you're probably not giving $1 million away, but it's always nice to have fun with the contest and maybe win a little prize.
Yeah, there'll be some nice family-oriented prizes to give away for us. So, yeah.
Excellent. Do you find, Laura, that a lot of people that live here in the area maybe sometimes overlook some of the things right in their own backyard? They don't. They aren't really as familiar as they probably should be with some of the local treasures that we have?
Yeah, you know, and I think this is, you know, let's think about this. This is gearing us up a little bit for summer, too, you know. You know, we're probably, going to be planning our summer vacation soon, or people are going to come visit us, hopefully. So, you know, getting out to some of our different parks that you might have never been in before, you know, that might give you the opportunity to take that aunt and uncle that comes visit this summer out there to that one, things like that, and come visit again. So we're hoping that just gets everybody out there in a safe social distance and still have some fun.
Well, and it's a great time of the year, too, because so many of our local treasures here are bouncing back to life.
Yes. Spring is underway. That is for sure.
Yeah, it's nice to see some of that activity again. And again, just all we ask is that you just follow those social distancing guidelines that have been put in place out there. There's no problem with getting outside as long as we follow those guidelines and having a chance to explore and enjoy nature a little bit, especially as the days get a little bit nicer. So good to get outside.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, maybe get a little exercise while we're at it.
Sounds good.
Yeah, we'll take whatever we can get right now.
Right.
Well, it's also an opportunity because, you know, while we might sometimes overlook some of the local things that we have as we look to maybe take these wide-ranging vacations, this year maybe not so much. So, you know, this might be an opportunity for you to enjoy some of that family time here close by when you might really treasure it.
Yes, yeah. Get out there and you know, go fishing. We have noticed that everybody's kind of still getting out and trying their hand at fishing and doing those kind of fun things while we can. This last past week, we've definitely seen an uptick in people out there fishing. So that's a safe social distancing practice.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's going on right now. You can do this anytime. Again, the submission deadline is coming up on April 30th at the end of the month at the close of business that day. And then they'll announce winners and the drawings on May 20th. So get those taken care of. Take the kids out. Take the family out. Have a little bit of fun. Again, lcanning@cascoia.us is where you'll send those photos that you take. Check them out and enjoy something else that's provided to you here locally by the Cass County Conservation Board. Laura, thank you so much. Appreciate all the good work, and let's get back to normal here soon, shall we?
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on.